We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And complications for our families, our students, and our school staffs. I assure you, we have not reached this decision lightly. We are a state with shift workers who are employed in our largest industries of gaming and tourism. These workers have unique challenges that aren't faced by parents and guardians in the school districts in other states, particularly when it comes to child care. That's why it's critical that each school district across the state has the flexibility to implement plans that are tailored to their unique student populations. The Nevada Department of Education, under the leadership of Superintendent Joan Eber, will work with districts and empower them to support their communities, including students, staff, and families, as this situation develops. That planning with the leadership of our superintendents will include food security plans for our students most in need and academic continuity so that children can continue to learn while outside the school walls. I would also encourage all of our employers to provide flexible and special scheduling considerations for employees with school-aged children as their families work through this process. I am confident our school superintendents, with the help from Nevada Department of Education, local government, and not-for-profit organizations, will work diligently and collaboratively with principals, teachers, support staff to find creative and innovative solutions to make sure our students are served well during this time. Please look out for more information from your schools and district leaders during this transition. There will be more guidelines on school closures forthcoming and other decisions we're making at a briefing that we're holding today at 6 p.m. As always, I want to remind Nevada that the best way to protect yourself and your family and prevent the spread of the virus is to take the following precautions. Wash your hands, avoid contact with people who are sick, clean and disinfect frequently, cough into your elbow, and if you're sick, stay home. For a full list of frequently asked questions and tips, please visit your local health authority's website, the CDC, or the Nevada State Division of Public and Behavioral Health. You can also visit the newly formed Nevada Health Response website, which was created specifically to provide information around COVID-19 at nvhealthresponsenv.gov. That's nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. Thank you. Nevada is a unique state. We are different than any other state, but we are tougher than any other state. We will get through this together. Now, I've got Superintendent Jarrett with me, and we'd be happy to take a few questions.
When you say all schools, are you talking to us about the public schools? Are we talking private schools, charter schools? Are you talking everybody?
We're talking all schools, K through 12, public, charter, and private.
What happens between Friday and today?
This is a constantly evolving situation that we're dealing with as we get more data from medical health experts and our education experts. We've arrived at this decision today.
Are you considering other measures in terms of restricting large gatherings, bars, restaurants, etc.?
This press conference right now deals exclusively with K-12 education. We're having another one at 6 o'clock to answer all of those questions. Anybody else?
Is there a case for professional substitutes, teachers, everybody?
Is there what?
Employees in place.
Well, first of all, thank you, Governor, for your leadership in to answer your question, we're going to follow collective bargaining agreement contracts. We've been in touch. I've been in touch with our partner CCA, CASAPI, ESCA as well. So that is our plan moving forward.
So will they be getting paid or not getting paid?
They will be getting paid. Our licensed educators, our administrators, and our support professionals, police officers, if you want under collective bargaining agreement.
And since we aren't going to be in school now, are you going to be adding days at the end of the school year to make up for these days that we're missing?
That's part of the conversation that we have been having with our state superintendent and what we do. This is, you know, I really appreciate the governor. This is unprecedented waters for us that we're dealing with. So conversations with the state too, and also with our federal partners. So more to come.
How do you overcome the obstacle of some families perhaps not having the internet connection when it comes to education at this time?
As a school system, we don't have the capacity right now to be able to go into an online learning opportunity. It's something that we'd like to get to, but not ready.
So then are students just at home without being in a virtual classroom at this point?
We have plans. As the governor mentioned, some of the things, it's all different for the 17 counties. We'll work with the state superintendent, and we have our plans that we will enact immediately.
Thank
More
you,
to come.
What about food? What about the students?
We'll be back at 6 o'clock with more proposals and to answer more questions. Thank you all very much for being here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.